This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead, sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And in the studio with us today, Tanner Benedict with Snow Ghost Physical Therapy, and Sierra Crawford also working with Snow Ghost. And going to get your titles here in just a couple minutes. But before we get into all of that, we want to know about you guys a little bit. And we'll start with you, Tanner. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Tanner Benedict, and I am originally from Whitefish, Montana, and I'm a fifth-generation Bulldog. And, wow. You know, I got the opportunity to come back home and practice physical therapy in the Valley, and have been there ever since after graduating in 2018.
You said fifth generation. Who's the number one in the generation?
Oh, boy. So it'd be in the Maddox family line, and I believe that would have been my great-great grandpa or grandma on the Maddox lineage. Now, I'm not quite sure the specifics. Oh, I can go back to my great grandpa Harry. That's the farthest back that I know for specific.
That goes back a lot of years then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you like to do when you're not working at your physical therapy job?
Yeah, so I'm a big outdoor enthusiast. Love mountain biking, fishing, hiking, golfing. Spent a lot of time at Whitefish Lake Golf Course. And outside of that, you know, hanging out with the dogs and hanging out with family and having fun.
And you're married?
I'm not, no.
All right. And also in the studio with us today, it is Sierra Crawford. Now, Sierra, what is your title?
So I am a physical therapist as well. I received my doctorate from NAU down in Flagstaff, Arizona. And then I went on to do a lot of continuing education. So I have my certification in dry needling, as well as a certification in applied functional science. And I will be taking my boards for pelvic health in November.
Okay, tell us how you made your way to Montana.
So I grew up in Ogden, Utah, and had family up here and spent a lot of summers kind of traveling back and forth, and eventually made my way here in 2019 and have been loving it ever since.
All right. And what do you like to do when you're not busy working?
Well, I'm a big mountain biker, hiker, skier. I like to get out on my paddleboard with my dog. She's got a shark life jacket and everything.
Well, we want to welcome you here for the first time. You guys are first timers on the show. Want to learn a lot about the business, and you're located on Spokane Avenue?
Yeah, that is correct.
What's your address out there?
So it's 940 Spokane Avenue, suite number 2. Okay. In Whitefish.
How did you get started in Whitefish? I mean, how did you get things going? I know you both went to school for it, but how did you get started with the business?
Yeah, so we had worked in the Valley. I was currently working for the hospital, and Sierra was working for another private practice in the area. And we had decided that it was time for us to do our own thing. We wanted to have the ability to make change on the fly and impact our patients the way that we wanted to and provide a really high level of healthcare service.
When you get into physical therapy, and either of you can answer this, by the way, do you have to have a specialty? And do you have a specialty that you lean on, I should say?
So you do not have a specialty as you graduate from PT school, but then you can take further continuing education to specialize. Mm-hmm. So for example, the PRPC, which I will take in November, is through a continuing education program, and that qualifies me to treat men, women, children with any kind of pelvic health issue, whether that's incontinence or pain, anything like that. So that's kind of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, and then I think I fit more into the orthopedic and sports specific. So I have some specialties through the Titleist Performance Institute, which is focused on golf specific physical therapy. But along those lines, I've definitely worked with a lot of athletes throughout the years, as well as the outdoor recreationists.
So you say you focus on golf. I mean, injuries.
Yeah, absolutely. And so say if a golfer just has pain, that would be a great example of them coming to see me. Or if they're afraid of injuring a previous injury or surgery that they've had, they'll come in and I'll do a full evaluation to hopefully prevent them from ever having an issue with that occurring again.
Are golf injuries primarily on the back?
So they can be. And actually it's deceiving, but a lot of wrist injuries actually happen from golf.
Wow.
And then shoulder injuries and neck. So we always think of the back, but there are those other elements that come into play.
Can you give us, and again, either of you can answer this, can you give us a little bit of a synopsis of your services?
Yeah, so we will treat anything from orthopedic post-surgical recovery to kind of chronic injuries, chronic pain, any neurological conditions such as MS, Parkinson's disease, post-stroke rehab, and then pelvic health, again, is my big wheelhouse.
So I've been hearing so much about dry needling. It's on a lot of commercials. It's on television. And I still don't know what it is. And for the person who doesn't out there, tell us about that a little bit. It seems to be becoming more and more common these days.
It is. I find it's very effective for treating a lot more kind of tendonitis, tendinopathies, any amount of kind of chronic muscular strain or pain. You'll use it to insert the needle into the tissue, and then you attach electrodes to the needle to stimulate the tissue intramuscularly. So it's in the tissue. It's a lot more effective than any other superficial kind of stimulation.
Interesting. So when it's in the tissue, what does it do?
So it will cause, because you have the electrical current passing through it, it causes an ion transfer that you'll see with any kind of chronic or acute inflammation. You're restarting that inflammatory process a little bit to see if you can get the pain down and get that process started the way it should be going.
I think I need dry needling. Maybe today. This sounds amazing. You're listening to the voice of Tanner Benedict from Snow Ghost Physical Therapy and Sierra Crawford, and a whole list of things that you both do. But we'll be back with part two of our interview in just a couple minutes. This is Focus on the Flathead. Again, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grims Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR. Focus on the Flathead returns into the studio with us today. Tanner Benedict and Sierra Crockford. We're talking about physical therapy, and sounds like an amazing business you guys have put together. So when you're looking at advertising this business, what are your avenues to advertise these days?
Yeah, so we have spread out our marketing in a lot of different categories. And so we have some of our advertisement through the Flathead Beacon. We have our radio station ads. We have word of mouth with either patients that we've worked for in the past or worked with in the past. And then what things we're also doing now are putting on workshops for people to come in for different categories. Like our first workshop was on ankle mobility, and we had a really good turnout, and it was a lot of fun. And so those things, trying to get the community involved, are definitely another piece of how we market as well.
What are some of the others that you've done so far? Do they pay to get into these workshops?
Yeah, so right now they are free as they stand. And the next one we have scheduled is for low back related issues, and that's going to be on the 3rd of August. And our goal with those, we are currently in the works with our accounting, as well as Whitefish High School, to be able to structure those to create a scholarship for a Whitefish graduating senior that will potentially be pursuing a degree in the healthcare field.
Oh, wow.
And so those pieces are still moving, and it's not concrete yet, but that is our goal with those workshops, to keep those as low cost to the community so we can provide them with a really cool education in place to have fun, but also learn about all the different issues that they can have with their body.
So when a patient comes in, let's move along to assessment and treatment. We have an assessment process, I'm assuming.
Well, it's a very broad question because everybody is going to be so different in how they present, and everyone's going to have so many factors that come into their history. Mm-hmm. So we really want to provide an individualized, safe experience for everybody, ask a lot of questions. Let's get into the nitty-gritty details of kind of what your body's been through in the past and see how we can unravel that puzzle to get you to the goals that you want to have, whether that's, you know, kayaking after shoulder surgery or running up and down Big Mountain without back pain or whatever. We just want to tailor it to the individual. And so our assessments are a lot more detailed than, oh, you're in here to see me for your back, but I'm going to look at your ankle, your knee, your hip, what's going on in your upper back, all of those things as well.
Education and advanced training. Education, I'm assuming, is you're teaching people how not to get injured in the future.
As time goes on, we have to focus on educating our patients to teach themselves how to continue staying healthy and keeping that pain away. You can give them all the tools, but if you're not finding a way for them to understand what's really going on in their world, then the carryover definitely drops down and they just don't get everything out of the service that we can provide them. Because as therapists, as physical therapists, we are educators through and throughout. We have to be able to find a way to interact with our patients and make sure that they're understanding what we're doing and why it's important to them with their goals. And going back to kind of Sierra's comments of, you know, kayaking or running or whatever it is, it always gets tailored back to what they want out of their life and what they want moving forward from that as well. So
Let's talk about community involvement. When we talked before we went on the air, you said this is so important, so vital to you guys, community involvement and outreach. Tell us about how you're involved.
Yeah, so I am currently working with the Postpartum Resource Group as a volunteer, and we're sponsoring their Run for Mother's Sake in September. So we'll be there to kind of support the runners throughout that process and say hello to community members, and I'll be volunteering with their the Village group, so their donation of meals and things to mothers in need. And that's kind of my big volunteer group.
If there's one thing you want the community to know about you guys that they may not know, do you have something that stands out?
I think really just that our goal is to get you where you want to go. We are so focused on our patients, and we care so much about getting people back to what they love to do and having the quality of life that they want to have.
Finally, I always ask it, where do you guys see the business in about 5 years?
Yeah, so within a five-year window, you know, if we hit our projected marks, we will have a couple other therapists, and we will be really focused continuing on our patients always come first. That's never going to change throughout this process. And where we're at right now at our location, we really enjoy it. It's the perfect blend of space to allow us to have a small little gym area, but also have private and secure treatment rooms. And with that being said, continuing our community involvement and our outreach and just expanding on that as we are able to, because that's really what it comes down to. That was one of the biggest reasons why we started this business, is we want it to be something bigger than just a physical therapy clinic. We want people to have the education that we can provide to them in whatever platform that may be. And so that will always be a huge part of our growth plan.
Well, thank you for being here, you both. And come on back anytime and fill us in on how you guys are advancing new things that come up. We'd love to hear about it. You're hearing from Tanner Benedict, Snow Ghost Physical Therapy, and Sierra Crockford. And they're first-timers here. Again, thanks for being on Focus on the Flathead. And hopefully we can talk to you guys again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. And we'll be back with another Focus next weekend right here. So stay tuned to KJJR.